الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. فقال سبحانه وتعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. فقال جل وعلا: ولقد بعثنا في كل أمة رسولا أن اعبدوا الله واجتنبوا الطاغوت. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إله واحدة ونحن له مسلمون. My respected ulama, respected Mufti Saab, my respected elders and my brothers and my little ones, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, I thank yourselves, the people of Batley, for inviting me. And especially the Rabita and the ulama that are associated with the Rabita. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps on taking the khidmat of deen from these ulama and accepts their effort. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes this khidmat of deen from you and I. And I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our efforts. Beautiful words have already been said before me. Mawlana Hasib Saab, and thereafter followed by Hazrat Mufti Saab. What would beautify these words even more is that if we place them inside our hearts and then watered these words by bringing them into our daily life and acting upon them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرْ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرْ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لَمَنْ يَشَاءُ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive the sin of shirk, associating anything, any person with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter forgives whatever He wishes to whoever He wishes. Further, the Quran says, وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ, whoever commits the sin of shirk, فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ. The Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the believers, this Jannah becomes haram on this person who commits this sin. And his abode is the fire of hell forever and ever. A man came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَيُّ الذَّنْبِ أَكْبَرُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ? O Messenger of Allah, tell me, which is the sin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala detests, hates most of all? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, أَنْ تَدْعُوا لِلَّهِ نِدًّا وَهُوَ خَلَقَ. But you call upon anyone besides the Almighty Allah, yet it was Allah who created you. The hadith recorded by Imam Muslim and Imam Bukhari in their Sahih, narrated by Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, that I was mounted on the same animal as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Ya Mu'adh, أَتَدْرِي مَا حَقُّ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْعِبَادِ وَمَا حَقُّ الْعِبَادِ عَلَى اللَّهِ? O Mu'adh, do you know the rights Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has on his people and the rights the servants have on the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He replied, Allah wa Rasuluhu a'lam. But Allah and His Messenger know best. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala an, that the right Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has on his people is that they do not commit the sin of shirk and they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the right the people have on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never punish one who does not commit the sin of shirk. Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall I not give this good news to the people and inform them? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Ya Mu'adh, la tubashirhum. Do not inform the people about this. Why? Because they will rely on this and they will not strive to do good deeds. A final hadith. Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was instructed by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to O Mu'adh, لا تشرك بالله وإن قتلت أو حرقت. O Mu'adh, never commit the sin of shirk. Even if you are killed, do not commit this sin. Even if you are burnt to death, do not commit this sin. I'm sure from these verses of the Quran and these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you realize that the title allocated for today is Tawheed and Shirk. And you may question, why has this title been chosen and allocated? When alhamdulillah we are Muslims, our mothers and fathers are Muslims, our grandmothers and grandfathers were Muslims. When we believe in the Almighty Allah, when we believe that Allah is our Khaliq, the Creator, when we believe Allah is our Razik, the Provider, when we believe Allah is the Malik, the Sovereign, Allah is the Bestower, Allah is the Maker, Allah is the Fashioner, Allah is the Rahman, Allah is the Rahim, Allah is the Malik, Allah is the Quddus, Allah is the Salam, Allah is the Muhaymin, Allah is the Aziz, the Jabbar, the Mutashabbir. For generations we have declared La ilaha illallah, that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As when we see the creation of Allah, we realize there is an Allah, and this Allah is one. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. When we look at the heaven and the earth, when we look at the universe, the size of the universe, and what Allah has created in the universe, the sun is 3 million miles away from the earth. It is
hundreds and thousands of times bigger than the Earth. This is just one star. There are over 200 billion stars in our galaxy, and there are billions of stars in the universe. When we see this, we realize there is an Allah. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. When we look at ourselves, when we look at this brain and the way it has been programmed, when we look at the heart and the way it pumps the blood, when we look at the digestive system, when we look at the nervous system, when we look at these hands, when we look at these feet, when we look at these lips and ears, every limb is so perfect. The water that is inside the mouth is different to the one that comes out of the ear. The one that comes out of the ear is different to the one that comes out of the eyes. The one that comes out of the eyes is different to the one that comes out of the nose. Yet the source of all this water is exactly the same. The root is one. When we look, that everybody's eyes are exactly in the same place. Their ears are exactly in the same place. Their lips and mouth is exactly in the same place. Their teeth are in exactly the same place. Their eyelashes and eyebrows are exactly the same place. Yet on the surface of this earth, you will not find two human beings that look exactly the same. When we look at this, we realize there is an Allah. When we look at the animal world, when we look at the bee and the way it produces its honey, when we look at the spider and its perfect web, when we look at these birds, that they migrate thousands of miles without any prior experience, without any guide, we realize that there is a programmer, and this programmer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ قِطَعٌ مُتَجَاوِرَاتٌ وَجَنَّاتٌ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَزَرْعٌ وَنَخِيلٌ صِنْوَانٌ وَغَيْرُ صِنْوَانٍ يُسْقَى بِمَاءٍ وَاحِدٍ وَنُفَضِّلُ بَعْضَهَا عَلَى بَعْضٍ فِي الْأُكُلِ. When we look at the grapevine, when we look at the green crops, when we look at the date palms, when we look at the apples, when we look at the oranges, they grow from a single stem root, watered with the same water, grow in the same earth. Yet you will never find two apples tasting the same. You will never find two oranges tasting the same. When we see this, we realize there is an Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ فِي خَلْكِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَالْفُلْكِ الَّتِي تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِمَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِن مَّاءٍ وَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. When we look at the alternation of the day and night, when we look at these ships, these huge ships sailing through the seas, carrying thousands of people, carrying thousands of the tons, when we look at the wearing of the wind and the clouds which are held between the heaven and the earth, we realize there is an Allah. We realize there is a creator. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. And this creator is one. Oh Malana, when a country cannot be run by two presidents, when any place cannot be run by two management, when a small masjid cannot be run by two presidents, then where can this universe and everything within it be run by two Allahs? لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَفَسَدَتَا فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ رَبِّ الْأَرْضِ أَمَّا يَصِفُونَ. When we, oh Malana, when in Alam al-Arwah, before we even came to this dunya, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extracted from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam all his descendants, I was there. And when the Almighty Allah asked me, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, am I not your Lord? I testified on that day, oh Allah, you are my Khalik, oh Allah, you are my Malik, oh Allah, you are my Razik, oh Allah, you are my Lord. When I testified in Alam al-Arwah that Allah is my Lord, and today I bear witness, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, then why do you talk about Tawheed and Shirk today? Why do you talk about Tawheed when I testified then, and today I testify, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, then why has this title been allocated to you? Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, that we were the lucky ones. We were the fortunate ones that without any difficulty, that without any sacrifice of wealth, sacrifice of property, sacrifice of blood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with the gift of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And I believe because there was no sacrifice made for this, for generations we have been blessed with this gift. We come inside this world and we hear the words, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. We come inside this world hearing these words because there was no sacrifice. Today you and I, we have no value for this kalima. We have no value for this tawheed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in our heart, has placed in our blood, which flows in our veins. We have no value for this kalima whatsoever. Maybe if we were tested, maybe if we had sacrificed for the sake of deen, today we would have valued the kalima just like those before us did. The wife
of Fir'aun's treasurer. She is combing the hair of Fir'aun's daughter. The comb slips from her hand. She utters, "Let them be destroyed who do not believe in Allah." She is taken to Fir'aun. She is severely beaten. She utters, "La ilaha illallah. O Fir'aun, you claim, ana rabbukum al-a'la, but I testify there is no God worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." She is severely beaten, she is tied down, and nails are hammered through her hands and feet, so she does not move. She testifies, "La ilaha illallah. O Fir'aun, you can do as you please. I testify there is no God worthy of worship but Allah." Her son is brought before her. Now her son is slaughtered before her. She testifies, "La ilaha illallah." Her second son is brought before her. A third son is brought before her. My brothers, one after the other, her sons are slaughtered before her, but the words that are flowing from her lips, "La ilaha illallah," there is no God worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of this very kalima, "La ilaha illallah," the wife of Fir'aun, my brothers, she declares, "La ilaha illallah." She is taken to Fir'aun. She is tied to the ground and then nails her hammer to her hands and feet so that she is able to move. A large stone is placed on her chest, and look at the words that are flowing from her lips. "Rabbi ibni li indaka baytan fil jannah wa najjini min fir'auna wa amalih wa najjini min al-qawmi al-zalimin." "O Allah, I believe there is no God worthy of worship. O Allah, they are punishing me. All I want from you is Allah. O Allah, make a house for me in Jannah. O Allah, make a house for me in Jannah and save me from Fir'aun and save me from these oppressors." The Sahara of Fir'aun, the magicians of Fir'aun, declare, "La ilaha illallah. There is no God worthy of worship but Allah." He announces, "La utafi anna aydiyakum wa arjulakum min khilaf wa la usallibannakum fi juzu'in nakhl." Their hands and feet are cut. They are crucified on troops of date palm. Their body is mutilated. Look at the words that are flowing. "Inna amanna bi rabbina liyaghfir lana khatayana wa ma atrahtana alayhi min asir." O Fir'aun, you can claim ana rabbukum al-a'la. We declare there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. You can do as you please. Why? "Inna amanna bi rabbina." We have believed in the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers, for the fire of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, everybody is in woe. Their children are gathering wood, their elders are gathering wood, their men are gathering wood, to the extent that the women of their families that are sick, they are taking oath, give Allah subhanahu, they are taking oath that if we recover from our illnesses, we will gather food, we will gather wood for the fire of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. The wood has been gathered, the fire is started. It is such a fire that the people of the world have never seen a fire like this before. It is so hot that they themselves cannot get near to the fire. What did they do? They place Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam in a catapult and they throw Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam inside the fire. The words are flowing, "Hasbuna Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allahumma innaka fis samai wahid wa ana fil ardi wahid a'budu." O Allah, I believe in you. You are the one and alone in the heavens, and I am the one and alone in the dunya that is worshipping you. Because of this very La ilaha illallah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is persecuted. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is stoned. He goes to Taif, so much blood that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is bleeding profusely. The whole body of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is covered with blood. And what are the words that are flowing from the lips of Rasulullah? "Allahumma ilayka ashku du'fa quwwati wa qillat hilati wa hawani ila an-nas ila an qal in lam yakun bika alayya ghadabun fala ubali." O Allah, if you are not angry with me, then I am not concerned about anything. Because of the very La ilaha illallah, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu is persecuted mercilessly. He is dragged out in the midday sun of Saudia, and he is forced to lie down on the burning sun. Huge stones are placed on his heart, on his chest, yet he is declaring there is no God but Allah. Allah has no partners. La ilaha illallah. Those before us, my brothers, their skins were stripped, their skin was removed, their flesh was removed from their bones, but in spite of this, they were declaring La ilaha illallah. There is no God worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe if we were tested, and maybe if we had sacrificed like those before them, we would have value of the kalima and the tawheed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within us. We don't even realize the value of this one kalima. The very kalima that when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam prays to Allah, "O Allah, alimni shay'an ansuraka bih wa ad'uka bih." O Allah, teach me something. Teach me a zikr which I, Musa, the Kaleem Allah, the Prophet of Allah, the one that has conversed with you, can remember you with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "O Musa, qul la ilaha illallah." You will say, "La ilaha illallah." Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam asked to Allah, all your servants are saying La ilaha illallah. I want something special, something just for Musa, something just with which Musa can remember you with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies, O Musa, لو أن السماوات سب والأرضين سب في كفة ولا إله إلا الله في كفة ما لبهم لا إله إلا الله. O Musa, what are you asking? If the seven heavens and the seven earths were placed in one pan of the balance, and this La ilaha illallah, this kalima tawheed, was placed in the other pan of the balance, this kalima would outweigh the seven heavens and the seven earths. Such a kalima that if you were to live for 100 years committing sin, committing kufr, committing shirk, every sin that you can imagine, you lived for 100 years and you committed every sin imaginable. You committed adultery, you took drugs, you took intoxicants, you fornicated, you gambled, you cheated, every sin imaginable, but you uttered La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, just once with Iman, and Islam yahdimu ma qabla. Such is the value of this kalima that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would forgive everything previously. Why? مثل كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها. Because this kalima gives fruit whenever it is recited. And today, you and I, we have no value for this kalima. Today you and I, we are distorting the meaning of this kalima, La ilaha illallah. We believe, because we offer our 5 daily prayers with Jama'ah. We believe because we fast in the month of Ramadan. We believe because we give zakat. We perform hajj. We perform umrah. We help the poor. We help the orphans. We help the widows. We donate to good causes. We read our tahajjud. We fast optionally. We believe because of all this we are going to go into Jannah. Remember, there were those before you whose prayer would make your and my prayer look silly. Their concentration in prayer, their khushu' and khudu' in prayer, their qiyam, their ruku', their sajda, their recitation of the Quran was such that it would make mine and your recitation look silly. They would make your qiyam and my qiyam, your ruku', my ruku', your sajda, my sajda, your prostration and my prostration look silly. Yet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَمْرُقُونَ مِنَ الدِّينِ كَمَا يَمْرُقُ الصَّحْمُ مِنَ الرَّمِيَّةِ. They have no part of deen, they are not Muslims. The mushrikeen of Saudiya, of Arab, they would perform these deeds before the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the book of Allah. The book of Allah says, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ. If you ask the polytheists that were around at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who created them? And then they would reply, Allah was the one that has created them. They believed that Allah was the creator. وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ لَيَقُولَنَّ اللَّهُ. If you ask them who created the heavens and the earth, if you ask them who created the sun and the moon, and who subjected the sun and the moon, then the mushrikeen will reply, Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Allah is the one who subjected the sun and moon. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ نَزَّلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. If you ask the mushrikeen, who is the one that sent down the rain? لَيَكُونَنَ اللَّهُ. They believe that Allah is the one that sent down the rain. كُلَّمَنْ الْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. If you ask them, who does this earth belong to? And those that surface this earth, they will reply, this earth belongs to Allah. And those that walk on the surface of this earth belongs to Allah. سَيَكُونُونَ لِلَّهُ. قُلْ أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. قُلْ مَنْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَرَبُّ الْأَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. If you ask them, who is the Lord of the seven heavens and who is the Lord of the Arshi Azim, the great throne, they will reply, Allah is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Allah is the Lord of the Arshi Azim. If you ask them, قُلْ مَنْ بَيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ يَجِيرُ وَلَا يُجَارُ عَلَيْهِ. In whose hand is the sovereignty of everything? They will reply, in Allah's hand is the sovereignty of everything. My brothers, وَإِذَا غَشِّهُمْ مَوْجٌ كَالظُّلَلِ دَعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. On top of this, they believe at the times of difficulty and calamities, they would pray to Allah because they believe Allah is the one who removes the difficulty. Allah is the one who removes the calamity. When they were sick,
they will pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they believe Allah is the one who cured. They رَبَّنَا اكْشِفْ عَنَّا الْعَذَابِ. At the time of Azab, they pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they believe Allah was the one who removed the Azab. Allah was the one who punished. Allah was the one who gave reward. Allah was the one who gave izzat. Allah was the one who gave zillat. Allah was the one who gave honor. Allah was the one who gave disgrace. Do you not know that they were the ones who built the holy Kaaba, and they made sure that they built the house of Allah with halal earnings? They would perform Hajj, they would perform Umrah. Allah la yuhujju ba'dal aami mushrikun. They would perform the Hajj and Umrah. They would respect the Sha'a'i of Allah. They would say the Talbiyah with change. My brothers, their akhlaq was such that they had, some of them had very good character. Some of them would even take the oath in the name of Allah. Some would even fast before the coming of Islam. Some would even pray before the coming of Islam. Some would even give zakat before the coming of Islam. وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ مِمَّا زَرَعَ مِنَ الْحَرْثِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ نَصِيبًا وَالْأَنْعَامِ نَصِيبًا. Some of them would even repent. Some of them would even make rub. But in spite of all this, in spite of all this that they did, what does the Quran say? فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. In spite of all this, the Quran says they will remain in the fire of hell forever and ever. They are the worst of mankind. In spite of all this, the Quran is still saying they are the worst of mankind. Why? Why does the Quran say, in spite of all this, that these people are the worst of mankind? Because they made one major mistake. The very basis on which all these things rest, the very foundation on which the namaz, the zakat, and everything else rests on, the la ilaha illallah, there was no la ilaha illallah. In spite they believed in Allah, in spite they believed in many of Allah's attributes, they believed that besides Allah, other things, whether it be human or whether it be things, the sun, the moon, the trees, the idols, the statues, they believe these things also have the right of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believing, مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. Believing that these things will make us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هُمْ شُفَعَاؤُنَا إِنَّ اللَّهِ. Believing that these things will intercede for us on the day of judgment. Because of this mistake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. They are the worst of mankind, and they will remain in the fire of hell forever and ever. And you and I have slowly started to make this mistake without even realizing. We are making this mistake, how? By following the mushrikeen, the polytheists, by supporting the mushrik, by celebrating their pagan festivals and bringing them into our daily lives. Let me give you an example of this. Very recently, the Taliban decided to destroy some statues. Why they are afraid of us, we do not know. We want them to become our brothers. We want them to share what Allah has given us. We want to put the same kalima inside their heart, and we want them to go with us inside the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if they do not wish this, then we want them to live beside us in harmony, and we will protect them just like we protect our own. The cry was in the name of cultural heritage. A few years back, look at the Balkans. How many hundreds of libraries were destroyed? And the United Nations were playing the same game of summum bukmum and umyum. Hundreds of masajid were destroyed in Albania, in Bosnia, in the old Russian state. Masajid are being destroyed now in Hindustan. Masajid are being destroyed in Kashmir. The cry was of cultural heritage, yet they are playing the same game, summum bukmum and umyum. We cannot see any oppression. We cannot see any masajid falling. I do not want to say anything more about the mushrikeen. Why? Because the mushrik has always behaved in this manner.
The mushrik has always behaved in this manner. And on this occasion, it was expected that the mushrik will cry like this, and the mushrik will behave in this manner. And the sad thing, I mean, what the mushrikeen are doing, this is not what hurt. The sad thing and the thing that hurt is that the muwahideen, some Muslims who claim to believe in the one Allah, who say nobody has the right of worship besides the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were condemning the breaking of these idols. And they were condemning it in the name of Islam. But Islam has nothing to do with this. How sad the state of affairs has become. How sad the situation of Muslims have become. How quick we have forgotten the lesson that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent. 124,000 prophets more or less. 124,000 prophets more or less, Allah sent with one message. La ilaha illallah, there is no God worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are forgetting this one message. Are we forgotten that this was the sunnah of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam? Open the book of Allah. What does the book of Allah say? إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَا هَذِهِ التَّمَاثِيلُ الَّتِي أَنْتُمْ لَهَا آكِفُونَ. Oh Muslims, remember the time when our father Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam said to his people and his father, "Okay, what are these images to which you are devoted?" They replied, "Our forefathers worship this." He said, "لَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ." You and your forefathers were in great error. رَبُّكُمْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ. Your Lord is the Lord of the heavens, the one that has created these. وَتَاللَّهِ لَأَكِيدَنَّ أَصْنَامَكُمْ بَعْدَ أَن تُوَلُّوا مُدْبِرِينَ فَجَعَلَهُمْ جُذَاذًا. I will plot and plan against your idols after you go. And Sayyidina Ali, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam broke the idols, and the Quran continues. كانت لكم أسوة حسنة في إبراهيم والذين معه إذ قالوا لقومهم إنا براء منكم ومما تعبدون من دون الله. Oh Muslims, for you there is an excellent example in Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and those that believe in him, when they said to their people, "We reject you and these things that you worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Have we forgot the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What did he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do the day he entered Makkah? When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Makkah as a conqueror, as a fatih, with 10,000 men, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, just like Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam said to his brothers, "La tasriba alaykum al-yawm, yaghfir Allahu lakum, wa huwa arhamur rahimin." He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam freed them all, even the likes of Abu Sufyan and his wife, those that troubled Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even they were free. There was no looting, there was no robbing, there was no ransacking, nothing was destroyed besides one thing. 360 idols were placed in around the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Kaaba, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a staff in his hand, pointing towards his idols saying, "Ja'a al-haq wa zahaka al-batil, inna al-batila kana zahuka." The truth has come and the evil has fled, saying this, the idols 360 were destroyed. Not only did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stop here, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent different sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in to different places to destroy these idols. Khalid bin Walid was sent to take care of Uzza. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Oh Khalid, go to Batr al-Nakhla, you will see three trees, take care of the first one from its roots." He takes care, he returns. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks, "Oh Khalid, did you see anything?" He replies in the negative. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Oh Khalid, go take care of the second tree from its roots." It is exactly the same. He returns, and yet again Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "Oh Khalid, did you see anything?" And yet again Khalid bin Walid said, "Ya Rasulullah, I did not see a thing." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Oh Khalid, go take care of the third tree." When he goes to take care of the third tree, there he sees a woman in a very bad state. Her hair are all over, her teeth are rustling. She's throwing mud over herself. Khalid says to his woman, "Oh Uzza, kufranak, la subhanak, inni ra'aytu Allah qad ahanak." Oh Uzza, we reject you. There is no praise for you, as I have seen Allah disgrace you. He severs her head from her body and then takes care of the third tree. He returns to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs Khalid bin Walid, "Oh Khalid, that was Uzza." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent different sahaba to different places to take care of these idols. And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced, "Whoever believes